well. The reading today is from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's a very broad statement with vague application. But rather than pick it apart and dissect it to think about how to apply it, let us rather expand on it and accentuate the positive as we are known to do here. There are many sayings and phrases and colloquialisms that we toss about very lightly and easily every day. Quick little jolt pick-me-ups, maybe. Every cloud has a silver lining. There is no bad that good cannot come from. When life hands you lemons, make lemonade. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. It's not how many times you get knocked down, but rather how many times you get back up. Get right back on your horse. Keep a stiff upper lip. Pick yourself up from your bootstraps. A skinned knee never killed anybody. Never throw in the towel. I didn't fail to make a light bulb 1,000 times. I learned how not to make a light bulb 1,000 times, and I learned from it. There are no losers, only quitters. And one of my favorites from my great uncle and godfather was, if you want your prayers answered, get up off your knees and hustle. It's not the mountain in front of you that wears you down, but the pebble in your shoe. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Nothing happens in your life that you and God can't handle together. Let go and let God. Nobody's perfect. No man or woman is an island, and it takes a village, not just to raise a child, but for everything. So basically, any life worth living will have its challenges. The challenges will be worth facing. How we do it, we talk about in here and share all between services. This is the time of year also when we shutter things down, shift things, pack up things that don't move us forward or can hurt us, when we need to hibernate from the natural elements. We know to bundle up and be prepared for the cold winter ahead, but that doesn't mean we must stop work on all things positive and connecting with spirit to raise our spirits, warm us from within, strengthen our link to all things positive. Normally, I used to dread the cold and dark of winter. The last few years here at ISD, and listening more closely to what we say here and other good sources of positivity, I've been preparing for winter the last few years. Thinking about proactive actions like light therapy and exercise and so on, etc. I feel more competent, more confident, and more empowered each winter by asking for positivity and listening for its answer and learning to trust it. I've been constantly and consistently pushed and shoved forward lately, unlike I've really noticed before, and with the most benevolent and welcoming feeling to move forward. I've been asking to feel embraced by that which would be best or positive for me and to abate my fears. And I've been listening. I've also been feeling very foolish, hanging on to and clinging on to my past. I've been afraid to let go because I know what I'm dealing with retrospectively. My hindsight is 20/20. I may know what I want proactively, but that doesn't mean I feel confident or capable or motivated or encouraged until I try to tap in. But since that motivation and encouragement has been undeniable lately, I found it necessary to share it in this homily. Many events and deep feelings kept coming to me as I meditated on a career move and life in general. And then the passage that I took the reading from was literally and unexpectedly handed to me over the phone by a complete stranger. I also find it entirely possible, as you may also, and highly likely, that the encouragement and motivation has always been there, and I haven't had my ears tuned to wanting to hear it, as much as I have my ears perked for what I already knew, and sometimes played the same old story over and over in my head, as if my burdens of the past would turn into my propellers for the future. Doesn't work that way. I've even fallen to the foolishness of feeling foolish for not doing this sooner, and how foolish is that? Quite a cycle. It won't move me forward into the positivity. We only have 24 hours each day. How much of that do we spend being negative or on being positive? How much do we spend meditating on divine guidance versus worry, rationalizations, and repetitive cycles? Do we expect to get positive results for ourselves from our own negative thinking and rewinding? So I restate the reading in more of our verbiage. Tap into the universe. Make positive connections with spirit. Meditate and visualize. Reach inside yourself and into your inner light. I deeply thank you all.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks.